French investigators are working with Pakistani officials to find the culprits behind last week's terror attack in the port city of Karachi. Of the 14 people killed in the bombing, 11 were French naval engineers. No one has claimed responsibility. But one thing does seem clear. As NPR's Nick Spicer reports, the long-standing military cooperation between France and Pakistan is not likely to become collateral damage.
Half a world away from Karachi, another port town was in mourning this week. In the city of Cherbourg, thousands of townspeople stood silently in the rain for a glimpse of 11 hearses. In a ceremony near the dockyard where the men once worked, President Jacques Chirac swore justice would be done.
Ce crime est monstrueux. Ses auteurs seront punis.
This crime is monstrous, Chirac said, and its authors will be punished. There can be no sanctuary for terrorists. The naval engineers were on special assignment in Karachi to build a diesel-powered submarine of French design, the second vessel in a three-submarine deal. They were killed when a suicide bomber drove a car into the bus picking them up for work. No one has claimed responsibility. Some blamed Al-Qaeda, others in Pakistan fingered arch-rival India. For French terrorism expert Xavier Hofer, whoever is responsible, there were two targets. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf, who has cracked down on radical Islamic groups, and France itself. It has supplied ships, planes, and 6,000 troops to anti-terror operations in Central Asia.
So they are killing two birds with the same stone. First, they are hitting an enemy, an infidel, which has attacked a Muslim country, that is France. And second, they are mourning Musharraf. You try to really hit us, and you will not have any national defense left in the end.
That won't happen soon if France continues to sell Pakistan as many fighter jets and submarines as it has these past 30 years. Pakistan is a special customer. France has sold both its high-tech Agusta submarines and Exocet missiles to go with them. The French are also teaching the Pakistanis how to build the subs themselves. Still, the $750 million sub-sale was criticized by the French Government Accounting Office. It said the French state shipbuilder lost 20% on the transaction and that Pakistan was a client likely to default on payment. Sitting in a cafe, Peter Lewis with Jane's Defense Weekly explained how France later made up for the loss.
They will sell at a loss on certain contracts just to prime the pump. And of course we'll make it up by overbilling on contracts to the rich countries like Saudi Arabia.
Curiously, France also sells weapons to Pakistan's arch rival, India. Weaponry such as Mirage fighter jets, and a deal is in the works for another kind of submarine. Lewis says this, too, is normal practice.
The French are not alone in doing this. Everybody tries to sell their military material wherever they can. It's only sad that most of the material that goes to the Indian subcontinent at the moment could contribute to tension. And perhaps since these countries have both obtained nuclear weapons, there could eventually be a break on sales, because nobody wants to upset the strategic balance between the two.
After the bombing last week, the mayor of Cherbourg said it was time for France to reconsider the kind of governments it sells weapons to. He said that undemocratic ones should not be customers. So far, despite the 11 French victims of a faceless terror attack, the mayor's voice is a lonely one in France. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.